News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Cloudy, becoming wet as rain and drizzle spread northeastwards. Highest temperatures 14 to 18 degrees. Now you're up to date on News Talk.
Thank you indeed, Shane. Good morning. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman with you on this Tuesday, the 27th of May. Still to come over the next hour, Ciara.
Yeah, including the housing minister proposes extending planning permissions by up to 3 years. This is for delayed developments. We're going to hear more on that in about 15 minutes.
We'll be giving you the chance to win Metallica tickets a little bit later.
And we'll be hearing calls for fox hunting to be banned in Ireland.
Before all that, though.
Sadly, four of the injured were children who were enjoying the day with their friends and their families. We can confirm that our teams treated 20 patients at the scene for minor injuries, and these did not need hospital treatment. 27 patients in total were taken to hospital by ambulance, and we believe two of those, including one of the children, have sustained serious injuries.
That was Dave Kitchen from Northwest Ambulance Service speaking late last night about the horrific incident that happened on Liverpool's Water Street at around 6 o'clock last night. Hundreds of thousands of people in Liverpool to celebrate Liverpool's win in the Premier League, Ciara, and it turned into a day and an evening of absolute horror.
It was, and I don't know if I was described it as unfortunate enough, but I certainly, when as it was breaking the news, I came across one of the videos, the sort of censored videos of what happened, and that car ploughed into people. What looked like deliberately, it was you couldn't obviously tell the motivation, but it was ploughing into people in their tens at speed on that very crowded Water Street, of course, up to 1 million people in Liverpool yesterday. And it was shocking, utterly shocking and traumatic. And I can only imagine the horror for people who were experiencing it. And of course, then the networks went down. People couldn't contact people. They'd become separated from. Genuine, I'd say, trauma for Liverpool this morning.
Yeah, and hugely frightening. The Liverpool City Region Mayor, Steve Rotherham, has been speaking on BBC this morning. He said there are still four people who are very, very ill in hospital. He also warned against speculating on what had happened or the cause of what had happened. Let's bring in Kevin Jewell, a counterterrorism security consultant in West Sussex. Kevin, it's not speculation to say, because the police have said this, that they are not treating this as a terrorist incident.
Good morning. Absolutely right, as you say, it's been confirmed that it's not been treated as terrorism.
There will be question marks, I suppose, and it's obviously very early in the investigation. There will be question marks as to how a car was able to drive down a closed-off street.
Absolutely. As you say, it's still fairly early days as to whether the street was closed off. That definition in itself has got different interpretations, but certainly it would appear, either rightly or wrongly, that there wasn't kind of what we call a hard stop in place that would physically prevent a vehicle from driving down there. Whether there were barriers or not, kind of the waist-high barriers that you see. But the big question being asked, I think, will be exactly that, as to how, under whatever circumstances, whether it's mental health, whether it's driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol or road rage, whatever it may be, I think the big question is going to be as to how it came to be that a car, which obviously can cause a lot of damage, is able to be in the same place at the same time with a number of, you know, tens of thousands of people.
I suppose it is very challenging to close down an entire city, isn't it? Even if there are obviously hundreds of thousands of people on the streets, very difficult to shut down an entire city.
It is, and you can never legislate for everything, and you can't prevent everything. As I say, it would be easy to speculate, and it is still fairly early stages. One would expect, though, that barriers, some sort of barriers as a visual deterrent and a very partial physical deterrent would be in place. And that's what's going to need to be looked at. As you say, you can't put hostile vehicle mitigation in everywhere. And by that, I mean, you know, the big concrete blocks that listeners will probably be familiar with that, that physically stop cars driving through. At the other end of the scale, from my experience, is you can't rely on common sense or goodwill, in that just because a car isn't supposed to go down the road, you can't rely on the fact that, that everyone will obey that. So generally, something of a visual nature it would be in place, along with the fact that that would be staffed by security guards or police, so that if there was a breach of it, an early notification would be given. Plus, they would be able to be tried to be stopped at the initial point.
Okay. One final question, Kevin. Were you surprised at the decision of Merseyside Police to disclose that the man was a 53-year-old white man? Were you surprised that they took that decision?
I wasn't surprised. And there's two sides of the coin, two sides of the argument to this, whether it's now set a precedent that anything that happens in the future, there'll be an expectation that the race, ethnicity, and such details released up. But I wasn't surprised, to answer your question, because of the kind of feedback and information that came out of the Southport incident, where, you know, speculation was allowed to gather momentum online. So I understand entirely why they've done it. But, you know, whether that's now going to set a precedent, and if information isn't released in the future, then people may assume that the police have got something to hide. So it was good to see in many ways, because it has shut that down straight away. But we'll see how that pans out in the future.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning, Kevin. Thank you indeed for that. Now, let's bring in Beth Lindop, a Liverpool correspondent with ESPN. Liverpool, Beth, excuse me, you were on the streets of Liverpool yesterday. It must have been absolute scenes of shock. Obviously, a joyous occasion up to that point. But quickly turning to horror and shock.
Yeah, it was such a sad way for what had been an incredible day to end. I was lucky enough; I spent the day in a building, not sort of on the rooftop nearby. And yeah, there'd been so much joy for hours and hours, hundreds of thousands of fans just sort of celebrating, and the mood very quickly shifted. And obviously at first we sort of didn't really know what had happened. We got told we couldn't leave the building that we were in, and then very quickly started to notice there was a huge police presence. An air ambulance landed just across from us as well, and there's a huge police cordon that was put up. It was scary, really. You know, you see in real time those updates happening and sort of speculation on social media and. You know, people who we were with trying to contact family members who were down on the street and things like that. So, yeah, a really awful, awful way for what had been a great day to end.
What do we know at this stage? Obviously, details, understandably, are pretty sketchy. But what do we know at this point, Beth, in relation to those who are injured?
Yeah, so we know that a number of people were taken to hospital. That the update last night from the North West Ambulance Service and from the police was that two people were in a serious condition, and one of them was a child. Now this morning, I think we're still awaiting further updates on that. I think, you know, it's a minor miracle. It was a huge miracle, really, that there haven't been any fatalities. At this point, and you know, credit to the North West Ambulance Service for how quickly they were on the scene, and yes, you know, everyone's thoughts and prayers on Merseyside are with those people who are injured, and hopefully they make a swift and a full recovery.
Okay, thank you indeed for that, Beth Lindop, a Liverpool correspondent with ESPN. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara, as I said earlier, the mayor of Liverpool, Steve Rotherham, saying in the last few moments on BBC that there are four people who are, he used the term, very, very ill in hospital. So obviously, yeah, Everybody's thoughts are with them and with their families, and indeed everyone affected by yesterday's horrible events.
I do think that Beth is right, that it is a miracle if they're have been and if there are no fatalities from this, because people were literally mowed down. It was utterly shocking, and our thoughts are with the city of Liverpool and the people and the families caught up in it, as you say, Shane, an utter horror of a situation for them all yesterday.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.